Matlin Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Strongly encourage everyone to visit the Devil Radio website. Download our app or download it from the Google or Apple store. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7. Listen to your favorite show whenever you want. And while you're at it, many of you also said you'd like to help Devil Radio, support Devil Radio, show that you appreciate it. We appreciate that very much. On our website is a link, says Support Devil Radio. Click on it and you'll see all the ways you can support the station and your favorite shows. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Well, just kind of perusing through the news and just seeing the stranded American meme that the Republicans are continue to push. That, and I see that Peter Ducey is still arguing with Jen Pataki, you know, the president's spokesperson, and she's regularly making shish kebab out of him. But, I mean, how many of these Americans should have gotten their asses out of Afghanistan months ago rather than just kind of hanging in there? And how many of those are contractors, you know, like working for Blackwater, which every single of those Blackwater ones could be left behind as far as I'm concerned. They're in it for the money, and that. But I mean, some of those people from those Americans should have been not in there at this point in time anyway. They, I mean, the writing was on the wall back. You know that Trump's deadline was May back in May. Why the heck you weren't out earlier than this? If you're an American, have an option to get out earlier rather than hanging on to the last minute. You know, Joe Biden is left holding the bag, trying to clean up Trump's mess. Let's remember, folks out there, all you little right-wingers and Trumpies out there listening to this, Trump signed the agreement. Trump surrendered Afghanistan to the Taliban via Mike Pompeo. Look at the pictures of them shaking hands and making nice. Trump released the 5,000 fighters that were now, you know, that are sweeping through and you know, raping the women or potentially raping the women or taking, you know, girls as to be their sex slaves, that apparently now there's reports of them having sex with corpses. I mean, it is just... Yeah, that I'm tired of the right wing, you know, complaining to Joe Biden for this mess. You know, yes, Joe Biden, perhaps there's things he could have done better. There's things we all could be doing better in our lives, but this is just a mess. But Donald Trump created this mess by setting the deadlines, releasing 5,000 of their fighters, releasing the guy that's going to be president of president of Afghanistan in the short term from the Taliban, and it just is. You know, let's see how this all shakes out, and let's get as many people out as we can. And for the equipment left behind, why wasn't, you know, that order should have been left, you know, 2 years ago when this agreement was signed to get that equipment out of there? Or either that or just spike all the equipment you're leaving behind. You pour concrete down the barrels of the guns that you're leaving behind. That's what spiking the guns means. That's what you should be doing with this equipment, make it unusable right to the Taliban, leaving it behind.
Right. You're raising good points. There's one thing I disagree, but by and large, no, it's right on the money. For instance, there's no question that Trump set this up. He reduced our forces from 15,000 to 2,500. 2,500 is barely enough to protect themselves. He recognized the Taliban. Before that, we recognized them for what they are. And he recognized them as the new government in effect of Afghanistan, or the one in waiting, so to speak. Met with them in Vienna. Excluded the Afghan government, told the Afghan government to release 5,000 prisoners, including the guy right now who is setting himself up as the new guy, the Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, was a prisoner. Trump released him. And now Trump is attacking, and Marco Rubio and all these guys, this is wrong. We shouldn't be dealing with the Taliban. They're the guys that dealt with the Taliban. There's the guys that legitimized the Taliban. Now, with all of that said, the one thing, Mark, I do not agree with, I don't care if they work for Blackhawk or who they work for, any American has got to be evacuated by us, whatever it takes. We're not going to leave Americans there. And if August 31, and remember, August 31 is a deadline imposed by Biden. That wasn't imposed in any negotiation at all, even to the extent that a negotiation with a Nazi motorcycle gang, in this case, a donkey gang, is binding at all. You eliminate them. You kill them is what you do. But all right. But we didn't say anything about August 31. So the truth of the matter is that you make a very, very good point that there should have been more planning, not only on equipment, but in evacuating our interpreters and people who are going to be killed because they collaborated with us, and American citizens. Now the Taliban have infiltrated Kabul. They're in the government building. They're all over the streets. So how do you kill them all? They're all dressed the same. They all look the same. What do you do? What do you do? And so that's Biden's issue right now. But I'm not, you can second guess him all you want, but the hand he's dealt is obviously dealt by the Republican Party. They cannot be heard now to complain about anything. So excellent. Thank you for calling in. I want to go back. We had been talking about COVID and we're talking about the rise in cases. Mayor Barrett of Milwaukee has ordered that city workers be vaccinated. I'm going to take Louisiana as one example of a Trump-type state. They have a Democratic governor down there, John Bel Edwards, very good guy. But the fact of the matter is they're pure Trump, a lot of the electorate in terms of the presidency. They had 139 COVID deaths yesterday. The previous record had been 129 on April 14, 2020, right in the middle of the worst of the pandemic. Before vaccine, before people even thought they should wear masks, it was 129. Now it's 139. Why is that? Because they have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, about 40% of the population vaccinated. They're anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers. They've had the largest percentage increase of COVID cases. They had 3,814 new cases on Tuesday. A red state, 3,814 anti-masker, anti-vaxxer. It was the largest percentage increase in the state's history, from 5% to 17%. The old record had been 5%. What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. Two things. The Delta variant is going on. The Delta variant is more virulent, more transmissible. It can even be transmitted to people who have been vaccinated, although you're not going to die. You're not going to be on a ventilator. You're not going to go to the hospital. That's the good news. But the bad news is you technically have it and you can communicate to other people. And that is why you should wear masks and why you should be vaccinated. And the second reason is the Republican Party. The Republican Party is anti-masker and anti-vaxxer. And the more people die, the more they double down on that. I do not understand it. In Florida, they're doing it. But in Louisiana, when the previous record for deaths was April 14, 2020, 129 deaths, April 14 of 2020 was the height of kind of ignorance about COVID. There's no vaccine. People were not wearing masks by and large. They weren't social distancing. They didn't know what to do. What they would do is they would bring their groceries home and wipe them down with alcohol and put them in the garage for 3 days. They thought it was transmitted tactily by their fingers. The truth is it's transmitted in the air, and that's why you need masks. 129. Now there are 139 deaths yesterday, and we have vaccines. And we know the science. We know masks are good. What is obstructing it are anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers. And when you have a state where only 40% of the population is vaccinated and 60% isn't, the 60% is a fertile breeding ground for variants. The reason you want herd immunity, which is more like 75 or 80% vaccinated in the whole country, is if you cut down on the playground where at random the virus can mutate, you're going to have fewer mutations. You simply are. But when you have 60% of the state refuses to be vaccinated, that's a huge playground for the virus to mutate. And that is what is happening. And the Delta variant isn't the last one. There's a Lambda variant out there that came out of Peru that some think may be even worse. So far, the vaccines have held against them, even though we're going to need booster shots. The CDC and Dr. Fauci recommend booster shots after 8 months. If you got vaccinated in February, my second shot was in February, my first one into January, I'm going to get a booster in October. 8 months. Do it. You've got to do it because it kind of wears out over time. Just like you get an annual flu booster. You get a flu shot because they mix up the cocktail of stuff in there to deal with variants. That's what you got to do. And the prediction out of the CDC, how long will we have to have boosters? How long will it be before we get this under control? They think 10 years. You're going to have to get a booster every year for 10 years. We'll do it. Big deal. You do for the flu. And I don't want to hear anything about you have your rights. Yeah, you have your rights under the Constitution, but you don't have a right to injure other people, to spread communicable disease. That you don't have because that injures other people's rights. That injures other people's rights. And so this is just an example in Louisiana, a lot of friends down in Louisiana, shipmates on the ship in the Navy in Louisiana, good people. But the fact is, they ain't getting vaccinated. And they ain't getting vaccinated because of the Republican Party. And you're seeing the very similar things happen in Florida. Pediatric cases are going way up. Areas of Texas have no more ICU beds. What do you do? In some places, they're flying them to other cities, flying COVID people in air ambulances at great expense to other cities. So get vaccinated and spread the word to get vaccinated and don't elect any Republican officials to anything. They're anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers, and even if they don't come right out and say it, they basically are doing that. By the way, Mark of the Sack referred to some sexual crimes that the Taliban are doing or perpetrating. That was a news item. A female police officer in Afghanistan was going to be murdered by the Taliban for their gender. She fled to India, and she said she witnessed. They come into a village, and they simply search for women. They say they want to marry them and rape anybody over 12. She did report that some had sex with corpses. I find it hard to believe that that is something that is widespread. I wouldn't think it was, but it shows the depraved nature of this Nazi motorcycle gang that rides donkeys instead of motorcycles. And that is what is going on over there. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.